Good morning, good morning. Today we have a request about expanding on talking to the universe and on love and trust and oneness. Well, so let's take a breath. Just relax. Let the out breath bring a releasing, a letting go, and rest in the truth of what you are. Recognize there is but one essence, one life, one being. And this is the being that you are. Rest in the real that you are not separate from life, but that you are life, the infinite essence, the fullness, and the completeness of what is. No matter the appearance, all is consciousness and vibration, unfolding manifestations. Love is, and all is perfect. So let us listen from the heart and discover the real. There is one presence. You, as eternal spirit, you are the wholeness. You are the completeness that is. So take a breath and rest back in the silence of the heart. Take a breath and be still. So our request today, again, is to expand on speaking to the universe as yourself and in trusting self and on living as oneness, watching or seeing clearly the veil of wanting. Okay, wanting. We had a little conversation back and forth as to the exact meaning of the request. So I've got quite a bit here. Meaning is into the mind also as being the agent of wanting. That, okay, no, there's no presence. Your presence is not wanting. And to expand on Peggy's question about wanting children. Okay, I think that covers it all. Okay, so let's just take a moment and consciously expand. Okay, and you are infinite, but sometimes we just get so tightened down into body. So we're going to take a breath and we are going to just stretch out. And we are just going to let that breath go out and out and out and expand and go and go and go. And that deep breath that's coming in. Thank you, beloved. The air that I breathe is love. And then we release that breath and it goes out and out and out. And the breath going out is love. For love is my nature and it is infinite. So each breath in is a blessing and a receiving and an appreciation. And the breath going out is a loving blessing. Okay. Just recognizing that that love, that essence expanding beyond the walls that are surrounding the body and beyond the building. Just a breath going and going. Okay. And we loosen up a little bit. All right. All right. And okay, in talking to the universe, we'll start there. The recognition that we must have is that it is complete. The universe, the cosmos, the what is, the essence, the source, the absolute, whatever we wish to call that, it is already complete and full and whole. There is nothing that that needs or requires. Okay, so that is our first understanding that we take this in and we contemplate it and we sit with it. What is complete and whole. And it has no needs and it has no wants. It is sufficient in the essence unto itself. So we ponder that and we rest with that in the heart. And that resting becomes the knowing. We're not thinking about it to trying to make it be the truth. We are resting in it as the truth. Okay. So we have to stand on that recognition in the beginning. So that would be your first practice in that regards to this statement. So if what is complete, then what I am is also complete. I am also whole. And within my being, there is nothing that is needed. Okay. So everything that is conceivable, and even at this time, what we can't conceive, it is already complete in the field. In the field of infinite invisible vibration. That field that is everywhere. So, I don't know if you need to imagine it or look at it, but in this quietness of the moment, in the body is surrounded in this field. So, everything imaginable is right with you right now in the field of infinite vibration. So we contemplate that and we let the reality of that come to mind. We may use mind to contemplate it and reflect on it. Everything is already complete. If mind thoughts give you an issue about that, then we must look at the thoughts, recognize they are only thoughts, they're not my thoughts, and let them pass on by. Okay? So, you're going to settle into the reality of what you are, which is the stillness and the silence, right? These are the steps we're going to use in talking to the universe clearly. So you're contemplating and you take that nice deep breath and you're going to rest back in the quietness and just be there. Now, from that place of stillness, I want you to look clearly to see if in this silence there is a need. So you're resting as the stillness you are. Don't give it to mind. You're present there as awareness. Do you find a need in this stillness, in this silence? And again, we do not look to the mind for an answer. We look to the heart. We look to the silence. Mind can be doing all sorts of things. You just let that be, let that pass by. So now what happens when we find there is no need? There are no I want or I need to have there in the heart. So what's going on? What we would like to do is have an experience in the visible field of what is already in the invisible field. Remember, everything is already complete in that field. So, like a child playing, we would like to experience in the visible something already complete out from the invisible. That takes it away from mind. That takes it away from the thoughts yamming about, I want, I need, I have to have. So, for instance, if I were speaking, I speak such as beloved self, I should like the experience of meeting someone new. Now, in my knowingness, through my meditations, through my contemplations, through my spending time in silence, I am speaking in the knowingness that I will be meeting myself. Here I know I am not speaking of a Mary to meet a someone new. I am speaking that in loving joy to have the experience of meeting myself as someone new. That also keeps it away from mind saying you need to have a companion or you need to have something. Because I am speaking as I am. Not speaking as a person, not speaking as a separate something, wanting to have. I'm speaking from being with loving joy. I should like to meet myself. This is the difference that you make in consciousness. By not allowing mind to be involved in the playing of speaking to the universe. So, as it is spoken, as I to I, because I am as well the universe, as it's spoken, knowing that it's already fulfilled. It's already an invisible something in the field of vibration. And through this speaking in love, right, it is going to come out as love. So that field, once it's spoken, the field will begin to step down the frequency. The frequency has to be stepped down in order to be a visible vibration. Okay. Now, I leave out trying to define that I want this person to be an elderly person, or I want it to be an artist person, or I want it to be a this person, or I want it to be this way or that way. I do not speak that way. Just the fun and the joy and the playing of meeting myself as someone new. That's it. Okay. So you have to remember, there is no need in being. There is no need within my being that needs to meet someone new. It's the joy of playing life. It's the joy of life. Okay. So, mostly, how about should I like to see the experience of seeing more dollars to spend? Most people think they want to get dollars or they want to get money, and that's fine. So, how do I speak in that regard? Just like that.
To me.
Most beloved self. I should like to see the experience of seeing more dollars to spend. And of course, after you speak, there's always that little prayer of thanksgiving. And I thank you for the blessing and the loving abundance that is now flowing and that is now mine. Of something of that nature. I see the sun is really gonna shine. So I leave that open because the spending, the dollars that are, you know, that are not needed are going, they can be spent for anything. You know, they can be spent for a rent, new car, new hat. Or to even donate to help others. It doesn't matter. And leave it to what is to be already. So it's again, it's more like a play than, oh my God, I have to get this. It's almost when you start, it's like a child playing with a new toy. It's just joyful, I think. Now, again,
Not
this
sure.
is done with trust in the completeness that already is, in the wholeness that already is, and in the fullness of what already is. So it's done in the knowingness and the trust of what is. And again, that what is your own beloved being.
Oh.
Okay, so it is the completeness, and I am the oneness. I am the completeness. I am the wholeness. Nothing is missing from my being. Nothing is missing. Therefore, nothing is needed. Here's the next question. So how do you trust your own self in this regard? How do you trust the self? It's a strange question. And it's a little strange to have to learn to trust the very being that you already are. It's like saying, I trust the water to be water. Well, it already is. You don't have, you know, but the wanting to trust is saying that there is a gap there, that there is a sense of two. Therefore, the question, how do I trust the presence? How do I trust the being that is? You're kind of saying there's a gap. I'm really not that oneness. I'm really not the being that I am. And so I have this feeling or these thoughts of not trusting. And there is your key right there, the thoughts that are saying, how do I trust myself? Okay. It is that trust is already present. It is only a thought that is being paid attention to that is saying, how do I trust myself, that has your attention.
Oh.
Withdraw your attention from the thought that is saying, how do I go about trusting myself? Take your attention away from the thought. Let it go. Do not bind yourself to it. Therein lies the suffering. We bind ourselves to a thought or a belief. We've never been anything other than what we already are in this very moment, the wholeness of life. So again, here it would be the thoughts to the contrary of what I am, that would be the issue. So look to the thought, see it clearly, and then let it pass. Don't bind yourself to the thought. So you would have to say, ask the questions. Here is the challenge again. What is saying that you do not trust the being that you are? Is it the being that you are saying that? Or is there something else trying to intervene? Again. Any thought or word or deed that tempts you to believe you are not what you already are must be challenged. So here again, too, you might want to take a look at the dictionary that you have that defines trust, or the concept of not trustworthy. You're going to find it is just thoughts rising and falling, the thought that says, how do I trust myself? It's like, how do I trust the water to be water? It just is. How do I trust the sun to be the sun? It is. It already is. And it's the same. Okay. So to trust is to be in harmony with life, to be in that flow, knowing that life is. Again, it would only be thoughts that would say, yeah, but what about hard times or this times or this could happen or that could happen? How can you trust life? Yada, 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 and on and on and on. And as you see, it's just thoughts traveling through your awareness, and you do not have to hold them. You do not have to engage them. So the feelings from the heart, that joy, that peace, that is trusting. That is the trust. Okay. Serenity, peace, joy. So we trust the flow, and the flow is life, and the flow is love. And it is our being in the expression of what is. And again, it is also our nature to trust life because we are life. Life is the self. Okay. The trust comes from knowing who you are. And it is a naturalness to us. It's not something we have to go get or effort to have. It is our nature. So we do not try to trust in that illusory person or that imaginary person. That is not ourself. Spend no effort in trying to trust that illusion and just rest in the trust that already is present because you are present. Okay, so take a breath on that one and let it settle in. Now we come to this veil. Okay. Okay. So the veil is nothing more than a thought and a concept about there being a veil. So-called veil is just a thought about there being a veil. Just like separation is just a thought about there being separation. Separation does not exist. There is no veil. We are giving our attention to some thoughts about a veil, right? And then we have to go seek a way to remove a non-existent veil. That would be like the sun trying to veil itself from being the sun. Now, how could it do that? Other than allowing thoughts of a veil to be the focus of its attention. Hypnotized with the thought of I am veiled from myself. So take a good look at that thought. The thought of the veil is saying, I am veiled from myself. What must I do not to be veiled? And the work begins, the reading begins, the quest begins to remove this veil that is non-existent. Its thoughts, belief systems, belief patterns, call it what you will, but that's giving attention to mind. So many of us do spend a long time trying to remove something that is not there. But we do come to see clearly. But did you ever wonder why it can take so long to let go the illusion of person? Or find the self? Or to know the I that I am. I know those thoughts would come to me. I've listened and listened, I've read and I read, I still don't get it, I still don't get it. Why can't I get there? Why can't I? So have you ever thought, could it be because there is no veils to find? There are no issues to find at all. When we are looking to change or fix what we are looking to change or what we're looking to fix has no existence. We will never find it. So, has self really veiled itself? Or are we just paying attention to some thoughts that are saying there's a veil? No, self has not veiled itself. It's just that thoughts are making statements to that effect, and we are accepting the statements. We are accepting the thoughts as truth rather than letting the thoughts go by. We accept them. So we look at these thoughts about the self being veiled. You have to look at them. You have to challenge them. Because if the self is truly veiled, we would never know it. We would never know ourself as being. We would never have a heart at the center to rest in the silence of our own self. So the self is not veiled. You are right there, using that body and its senses to speak, to listen, to see, to dance and to sing and to play. You are right there, using the form. You are not veiled. It's just another thought. So it's another illusion. So look at these thoughts that we're going through. Look at them as opportunities of clear seeing. Mind is giving the opportunity to see clearly. And we need those opportunities. Otherwise, we just go along embracing thoughts that are not truth. And living those thoughts as if they were. So here's another one for the dictionary. How does your dictionary define yourself? And how does your dictionary define veiled? I'm talking about the old dictionary that's been handed down for generations. You have to look at that one. So what you are cannot be defined in words. So if there's a definition there for self, you can wipe that one out completely. Okay. And then take a look at veiled. See what it says about veiled. And if it can explain how one can veil itself from itself. So it is the ideas of not trusting the self are most likely coming from thoughts about not knowing the self. So there you have those plays of thoughts again. So here for a moment, go ahead and take a nice breath. And just drift into the heart of being, just for a moment. Just let everything go. Okay. Let the shoulders drop, let the body relax. Just drop into the heart of being. Nice breath. Relaxing the arms. And what do you find? Is there something there that you do not know? We come to the little bit more on oneness. When we relinquish the ideas about oneness, letting go. What is oneness? How does it function? How do I be oneness? What is one? When we relinquish the thoughts and the ideas about oneness, we come to recognize that it has always been this oneness, this something that is all, and that all is this something. Down to the minute levels, even everything in this visible experience is of the same substance. Everything from a body to a book to a kitty cat to a tree, all of the same substance coming into visible expression. So again, it is the matter of looking at the thought or the thoughts that are saying that you, presence, is not the oneness or the all. Or any thought at all that is tempting you to believe that oneness is something to find or to become. There is but one presence expressing in multiplicity. And this truth we take to the heart and we rest with it until clear seeing rises. One essence, one substance expressing in multiplicity. That's how mind comes up with a me and a you, and a they and a them, and an it and a those. Mind, let's say an undisciplined mind or a mind that has not yet come home, sees in separation. It sees in duality. So each time we look at thoughts and mind with clear seeing, that refreshes the mind to remember what it is. Okay? So there's no trick to this, guys. There's no hidden steps to take. There is no secret path to walk to this reality. All that is needed is to look at the thoughts that make statements as to the contrary of what you already are. Thoughts rise up. How can I be the oneness? Or what does oneness supposed to feel like? Or what do I need to do to be that oneness? It is not something to have. And it's not something that some have and others do not. It's not like that. It's the fabric of life. It's what you are. So there is nothing for you to do. You can take mind and rest in the heart and look from there at the thoughts that rise in opposition to oneness. Take a look at them. Open the dictionary to oneness. Okay. The term oneness implies that one is. And that one is all, and that all is one. But again, check your dictionary. So, oneness is a simple concept that there is only one essence of which life is flowing. And life flows of its own accord, without a need, without a want for anyone or anything. Yeah, I think that brings us to love. All righty. Take a breath. So now we'll take up love. In our time, we may have been led to think that another loves us. And also, in our time, we are led to think that another loves me. Okay. Love is ever present. But in some ways, what is experienced is the lovingness at the highest frequency that the individualization is capable of emitting. Again, the fullness of love is always present. So, since our nature is love, conscious experiences the emanation, the individual is capable of receiving. And if we are expecting another to love us, then that is the frequency we will receive, and that frequency is of wanting. Okay. So that frequency, that highest frequency, unconditional love, is ever present. But at some level, I have a wanting. Okay, I want to be loved. I want to be embraced. I want to be romanced. I want something of that nature. So I get the romance. I get that joy. But it is again at the frequency that I am able to receive, and at the frequency that what I assume to be an other is capable of allowing to be emitted. Okay. You with me so far? Talking frequencies and vibrations. Okay. So, depending on my openness, I am only capable of receiving at the frequency that I am expressing. However, love being our nature, okay. It is what we are. It is of the essence of what we are. Then self-love is already present. And it is in self-love that we rise in frequency, that we rise in vibration. And you must know that self-love is not about trying to love a person or trying to love perhaps the person that I have been conditioned to believe that was myself. And love is not about that. That person is an illusion. But love is our nature. Love is what we're made of. So the loving of being is the loving of being. It's already present. Self-love is already present. If there feels there's a difficulty there, then we have to look at what is my definition now for myself? Am I holding yet the definition of person who has done things that perhaps were not as kind or as good as they could have been? Am I trying to love that person? Or am I releasing that illusion and standing as the presence of love itself? This you have to define within yourself. You have to look within yourself. Okay. So, since self-love is already present, and I give my attention to that, I give my attention to the truth rather than any thoughts to the contrary. So, I give my attention to that. When the thought of how do I love myself, or what is it like to love myself, or will I ever be able to love my own being? When the thoughts start bubbling up, those are your opportunities. They're being given to you for a reason. Okay. So you look at them rather than embracing them as truth. You look at them clearly and recognize these are just thoughts blowing in the wind. They have nothing to do with my pure divine presence. Thoughts that rise up and grab your attention are there as an opportunity for us to see clearly what I might still be holding on to. Especially if there is a feeling of suffering. A sense of suffering. There's something we have bound ourselves to. So there is no learning how to love the self or trying to love the self. Self-love is our nature. And of course, that is recognized when our clear seeing is taking place. So, and it can only feel like it's difficult to love when there is a person. We have a person there. We have thoughts and opinions and perceptions and sensations, and all of those are going on. And we take them to be a person or personal, then there might be a difficulty in what we call self-love, because self is the presence, it's not a person. So it is the mind thoughts through our belief systems, that bring to awareness the concept of wanting. So mind wants, not you, not the self, not being. Being is not wanting. It is mind that is wanting and desiring. And yes, it is usually to fulfill a perceived lack. Otherwise, there would be no concept of wanting for mind. But mind holds an idea and concepts of lack. So therefore, mind can create a scenario of wanting to fill that lack. It is all mind. It is not yourself. Okay. Because mind has been allowed to continue with the thoughts about lack because it has not been educated out of its ignorance. Okay. So the thoughts of lack are just that, thoughts about an illusion, because there is no lack in life. Life has no lack. It is full and whole and complete. It is your being. But we have to look at our preconceived ideas. When we catch thoughts about needing something, we have to do that. Instead of just going along with the thoughts, we have to take a look at them and to look at what they are saying about myself having a lack. And most often, in some way, it wants to fulfill a perceived lack of love. It might look like getting a new car. It might look like getting a new outfit or having that second piece of chocolate cake. But it is a way for mind, in mind's beliefs and concepts, to fulfill what it perceives to be a lack of love. And love, to mind is happiness. Okay. Love is already present. Happiness is already present. And it is here that suffering rises when we spend a lifetime trying to fill a perceived void by acquiring something outside ourselves. Mind holds the belief system, if I can just get this, I will be happy. Mind holds perceived lack. Okay. It believes in the belief system that there is something outside itself it needs to acquire in order to feel loved and to be happy. I think as I spoke over the other week about Peggy saying about wanting to have children, okay. Now, the thoughts might not have been in conscious awareness of, oh, I want children so I can feel loved or be loved. But at the subconscious level, there was a perceived need to be loved. Our nature is love. That's what we are all about. Okay. So things transpire at the sub-level consciousness, at that level. So when the thoughts do rise to our attention, when they come up into conscious awareness, we have to look at them. We are being given opportunities to see what is being held, not consciously, unconsciously at the sub-level. And as we look at them in this light of love, and understanding, we can finally let them go. And this is about the love of self, because in loving self is the fullness of happiness. So as thoughts rise trying to tell me I need to get something so that I can feel love or I can feel happiness, I know that that is false. I know in my heart that is not truth. And I thank the thought for the opportunity of seeing clearly, and I let you go. I thank you. I appreciate you helping me to see what is real and what is not. It's all about love, guys. It's all about love. Okay? So again, when thoughts are just left to wander in the concepts of wanting, okay, there comes with that idea suffering. Because we're allowing mind to tell us that what we want, what we need is outside our own being. And what mind is wanting at the sub-level of consciousness is happiness. Okay? So, at the deepest level, if there is a wanting, it is always the wanting of happiness and love. But we will never find it where mind is telling us that it is. That it's in another person, or another new car, or another new hat, or whatever. And we have to recognize that. This is you maturing. This is you taking on your spirit full and completely. And we do this by looking at what is being presented as truth and knowing that it isn't. So recognize, please recognize that it is not you that is wanting or needing. Recognize that it is the thoughts, mind, if you want to call them that, that plays the game of wanting when we allow it to, right? Again, the you that is you is not wanting. It is not seeking happiness. It is not seeking to be loved because it knows it is love. And we know this as we rest in the heart. So all wanting is coming from mind, right? You that is you, again, it is not wanting and it is not seeking happiness or love. You are just fine. You are just fine. Okay. It is mind thoughts that catch the attention. Okay. And as you see that and rest back, you can be a witness to mind playing all the parts in the story of I need, I want. So take a breath. We do know our truth. We do know ourselves. Thoughts only pretend there is something else here, but there isn't. Yes, thoughts can make a claim of something else here apart from being, but the thoughts do not make it a truth or a reality. Every time you rest in the you that is you. Every time you rest in the real, we recognize what is truly present. So be still. You already are. All right. I hope we got it all in. So if you have any comments or questions. I know we kind of went through a lot, but it's all here. You'll have it to listen to. But if you have questions or comments, let's get them in on this audio. Okay. Don't know if I can do it. No, still. I can't undo it. Nope.
Undo what? Mary?
Grace is trying to unmute, and I can't do it from my side.
It looks like a little microphone,
Yeah,
Grace, like a
it's still
little,
got the
and it
that's
says should say mute right by it.
right. Grace, if can you can hear me? The little button that has the red line through it, if you
Just tap it.
touch that, tap that, it should unmute. It's not. No.
Mary, you can unmute her. If you go to the participants list, you should be able to.
Grace. It says ask to unmute.
Yeah, ask her to unmute and then she probably can.
Okay. All
Oh,
right.
there.
There we go. Thank you, Alice.
For a second, I thought, okay, I'm going to have to answer my own question. So I seem to have a problem with so-called others that are needy. And they get angry. And for some reason, mine gets hyperactive when that happens. And I get sucked in into trying to solve a situation.
Okay. Well, the first thing is looking to mind, it's not you that is seeing others. It is mind that sees others. That's the first step. To recognize I am oneness itself. There is nothing here but myself. Mind is seeing others. Okay. It hasn't been retrained yet to see only oneness. It needs to be brought home. Okay. So it's the mind that is seeing others, it's the mind that is seeing the disruption. And it is mind that is active in trying to fix a disruption. It is all mind. So there is a need there for you to take that breath and say, whoa, hold the horse here. Hold the horse. You begin breathing, just taking the breath, taking the breath. No, I am oneness itself, and there's nothing here but the oneness that is. You can call it as you like, the one self, God, absolute source. But that's all that's here. And in your meditations, in your reflections and contemplations, that would be a subject of contemplation. There is only one presence. There are no others. All is this oneness. All is the self that I am. And let me see myself. And you begin contemplating how to do that, and you begin practicing doing that is seeing only myself. And myself is love and compassion and understanding. Everyone is on their path, no matter what it looks like to mind. Everyone is myself. And you begin that inner dialogue. Okay. So it's like you're teaching mind the truth. You begin that inner dialogue so that mind is hearing, I am the oneness that is present, rather than look at these idiot people. What am I going to do about them? So you begin using mind in this inner dialogue way of, oh, wait a minute. and you take the breath. Wait, there's only one here, and I am that one. And that one is compassionate and understanding and loving and kind. That is what is here. That is all that's here. It doesn't matter what the ears hear or what the eyes see. That matters nothing, that because there is only this one presence. And you, and I did this. I did this. Oh my God. You know, every time when I was in a crowd or a group or the office or something where displaying separation, and I had to extract myself and extract mind from being attentive to the illusion rather than the truth. Okay, so I would take the breath. No, only I am present. That's all that's here. Love is present. That's all that's here. No. And yes, it takes loving devotion to stay in practice, but you know, what else do I have to do? Okay.
Nothing when you have only one choice, one way, one direction to go.
Yes, just one direction. That's it. That's it.
Great.
Yeah, that was the practice.
And it doesn't matter how everybody else reacts.
As long as I'm not speaking in conflicting terms of separation to others, you know, am I instigating something? Am I feeding that idea of separation rather than taking the breath and releasing that idea and being present as compassion and understanding? What is my part? You know, did I step away from the ideas of separation, or did I feed them?
Right.
Yeah.
Understood. Great.
Okay. Good. Gotcha. There's a little fly in here. All right.
Mary, that was wonderful.
Yes, love. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, it's like, it just feels like you took away more cobwebs.
Okay. All right.
Those veils, you know.
Those non-existent veils, yeah.
I had to laugh because I had 5 phone calls during this talk. Nobody ever calls me. And it was like, what is going on here? So, but thank you so much.
You're welcome, love. You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. All right. I guess we're done. Well, I know we're done. It feels like we're done. So, I haven't had any coffee yet.
Oh, God. Go, girl.
So, thank you, guys. Thank you, my loves. Thank you, thank you. So, let us pray. Most beloved self, there is nothing to seek. Happiness is my nature, and there is nothing to want, for life is a perfect flowing. I is life, and life is I, and all that is one. Amen. Om Namaste.